Country music has found a new mainstream popularity, but music critic Ken Tucker says you may be missing some of the best country music because it isn't part of that commercial scene and doesn't fit the formula.
In country music, women tend to be either on the prowl or among the walking wounded. It's frequently not much of a range, and it's most often male-defined. Predators or survivors, jilted wives or neglected lovers. There are a few exceptions to these rules, of course, like Roseanne Cash and Emmylou Harris, and now there are at least two more. Bluegrass fiddler Alison Krauss and singer-songwriter Tish Inahosa, whose new albums nibble away at country boundaries. Certainly the high, clear sound of Krauss's voice and fiddle on a song like New Fool suggests you're not dealing with a woman who's easily fooled.
Sad songs and teardrops will surely mend this broken heart. Time forgets these bitter things I feel. But your days are numbered. You'll learn your lesson well when you finally play a heart that plays for you. There's a new fool somewhere waiting for your old-fashioned heartbreak love affair. She'll see through your intentions with each lie that you tell. And the old ways will go out with the new somewhere.
I've resisted Krauss until recently because, before her, I'd never heard a contemporary bluegrass act I liked. They all tend to sound musty, insular, cut off from the world while trying to recreate the bluegrass heyday of 30 or 40 years ago. But Alison Krauss is different. Working in a subgenre that tends to ignore women in its lyrics entirely, she's carved out her own identity and made bluegrass a 90s music.
In the heart of rusty steel, you kept your love affair concealed till the day she was asking you. Your heart's untrue when you say it's my fault anyway. You turn your head from the tears I've shed. Though your heart is untrue, who can blame you?
A performer pulling country music in a different direction is Tish Inahosa. She's an Austin, Texas-based Mexican-American whose idea is to make country multi-ethnic, a freewheeling, all-embracing form once again. Many of the songs on Culture Swing are like lyric poems, lovely, precise descriptions of landscapes that reflect the singer's emotions. When Inahosa speaks in the first person, she avoids autobiography in favor of a dry wryness. On a song called In the Real West, for instance, she refers to herself as a city girl, but says that if she were a country boy, quote, I'd ride and rope and wrangle till the day I die.
Wrangle till the day I die.
You won't hear Tish Hinojosa on most country stations, but not because she's working outside the country tradition. If anything, she's burrowing deep into it. You can hear clear influences ranging from Bob Wills to Marty Robbins, but these days you can't hear them on country radio either. Like the best country artists, Hinojosa and Alison Krauss are defying trends, carving out their own territory, riding and roping and wrangling to their heart's content.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed new records by Alison Krauss and Tish Hinojosa.